its vast platform of services, its approach towards its hundreds of millions of users and customers, and underpinning it all, its technological prowess. Take its array of subsidiaries first. The firm sells life and health insurance, which in the first three quarters of the year accounted for 67% of net profit. It provides healthcare through Good Doctor, its digital medicine group. Customers can park their cash with Ping An's bank or invest it through Lufax, its wealth advisory arm, which listed in New York on October 30th. They can buy a car or sign up for education services and then finance the payments through Ping An's consumer credit unit. The sheer breadth of services on offer allows Ping An to treat customers more as a social media firm would rather than an insurer, the second distinctive feature of its business model. Unusually for a financial institution, Ping An considers the majority of people buying its products to be users instead of customers. They may buy a health service from Good Doctor or a car from AutoHome, its car purchasing app, contributing to the country's data pool, yet remaining outside its core customer base. You don't have to jump through hoops. All you need to do is download our app, says Jessica Tan, one of the group's three co-chief executives. Only when they hold a financial product at one of the core units of the company, such as an insurance policy, do users become customers. By allowing hundreds of millions of people to dip their toes in its product offering, Ping An has created a pool of users that can be targeted for sales of more sophisticated products. More than 578 million people used its platform in the first 9 months of the year. Some 214 million were customers who had contractual agreements with the company. The rest were considered users. In the first half of the year, about 35% of its 18 million new customers were sourced from its users. As the company has won over more users, that percentage has risen steadily in recent years.